Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction.
Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 54 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the biz witchy creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and, of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com. And I have put a link to that back on the description page for this episode at Blog Talk Radio. I'm just going to take a breath before I get going today because I need to take a breath. It has been a very busy morning. Well, it's noon now, so yes, it's been a busy morning, and I think it's going to be a busy afternoon. I'm feeling springing already. Anyway, today's show is going to be a little bit BizWitch and a little bit Wheel of the Year, because the spring equinox, the first day of spring, is happening this Thursday, and I am super pumped about spring equinox this year. I have some plans for myself, mainly just to kind of drop out of this craziness cycle that I have been in of busy, getting things done, so I can just chill out and groove on nature a little bit, which I think is the whole point of celebrating the Wheel of the Year. And it's interesting, I think I'm getting increasingly excited and enthusiastic for these little turns of the wheel with every consecutive year. Like, that is something that the Wheel of the Year has definitely done for me, one of the things it's done. And even though I'm not Wiccan, that has been one of the biggest gifts to my spiritual practice, the Wheel of the Year. It's connected me to the seasons and the solar cycles and just my own kind of childlike enthusiasm for nature in a way that I haven't experienced since I was a kid. And actually, it's something that I had never really experienced until I found this concept of the Wheel of the Year, because my year as a kid was set up around, you know, the popular Christian and commercial holidays, and didn't have a whole heck of a lot to do with nature. Although I did, thankfully, spend a lot of time outdoors in my swimming pool and running around barefoot. So I'm grateful for that. That was my connection to nature. And just honestly, the way that I felt the presence of God, which I now consider nature, and I really felt that as a kid. I talked to God all the time, and I was very tapped in that way. Ironically, it was actually my religion that wanted to kind of talk me out of that connection that I had, and thankfully I never let that go. But anyway, I have to warn you, as you can probably tell already, that things might get pretty random here today because I don't have any notes. I usually write down a few bullet points before each show just so I can, like, remember what it was I wanted to say and stay on topic. I do go off on these crazy tangents sometimes because my mind just wants to go that way. And I like to leave that stuff in. I would hate to just deliver this show in a really weird, scripted way. Plus, I don't have time to script the show. But bullet points, they help me stay on track. But I didn't have time for that today because I have been hustling my buns off to get this spring equinox module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year out to you in time for the first day of spring. And I just posted the buy it now buttons for that module this morning, like around 9 a.m., and I pulled as close to an all-nighter as I am capable of to be able to manage that. I was up till like midnight, and then I set my alarm for like 4 in the morning and tried. I love my sleep, let me say. I need my sleep. So, like, I got, like, 4 hours of mostly fitful sleep because I had in my mind, like, I really need to get this thing out. I said it would be out tonight, and now it's after tonight. It's not going to be up to the morning. Oh, no. And I know nobody was chomping at the bit, like, where's that damn spring equinox module? Oh, there she goes again. But I was doing that to myself in my own head. So that would account for some of the scatteredness going on today. And you know what I want to do right now, speaking of randomness, I'm thinking back over what I just said, and I want to clarify that the Wheel of the Year is, it's not exclusively a Wiccan thing. It's an ancestral thing that all ancient cultures have in common to some degree. They, you know, obviously didn't call it that. That is a Wiccan thing. But all ancient cultures have this way of working with the cycles of the sun and the moon, and they based their culture, some of them built their entire cities around these cycles in a way that their cities resembled like giant clocks. And that is because, quite simply, following the cycles of the sun and the moon was the only way that any of us had any concept of time before the inventions of clocks. So we told time by the waxing and waning light of the sun and the moon, and that is a deep heritage that we all have in common, whether you are a Christian or a pagan or an atheist. It really doesn't matter. This is something that we can all tap into, which is interesting, too, to think about for me, because I am a freaky, crazy, diehard Daniel Vitalis fan. I have been listening to him for at least 6 years now, and I don't miss anything that man says. I think he's a genius. He's so smart and so articulate. And if you don't know who Daniel Vitalis is, he's all about rewilding yourself, you know, eating wild food. It goes way beyond food. He's really into water, drinking wild water, and connecting with nature in all these various ways. And I love him so much that I actually did a sort of a little ode to Daniel Vitalis in this module. I did a little section called Rewild Yourself, where I talk about the four elements in a really practical way instead of, you know, a lot of witchy people, we work with the elements, earth, air, fire, and water, in a very metaphorical, symbolic way. A lot of people have, like, representations of these things on their altar, and some people align themselves with one element in particular. But I think it's really vital and important that we understand that it's important. Am I saying important enough? To work with these elements on a physical, practical, daily level. And Daniel Vitalis has been talking a lot about that in the last couple of years, and it's just so inspiring. So I wanted to pay a little ode to that right now in springtime, when for a lot of us the weather is starting to get conducive to going outside and participating, you know, in the sun and the ground below your feet and the air and fresh water and all that good stuff. So I did all that. But what's interesting, in trying to circle back around to what I was saying about clocks and the, you know, the cycles of the sun and the moon, is he recently made an announcement that I was actually sort of like, hey, Daniel Vitalis is copying me. I know he totally is not, and it's not possible for someone with, like, that big of an audience to steal someone like me, to steal my thunder, because I don't have very much thunder. And he has a whole lot of it, and I'm sure he's never even heard of me, even though I have tried to interview him before. I'm going to try again. I'm going to put another request in for that. It's like a life goal of mine now. But anyway, he made this announcement that he's going to start sending his newsletters out, just like I do, on the new and full moon of every month as a way to get everybody grooving on these natural cycles that we should be recognizing in life. And he's also going to be sending out information about the spring and fall equinox, the winter and summer solstice, and then the cross-quarter days. What does that sound like to you? Yes, my friends, that is the Wheel of the Year. Danny Vitalis is going to be preaching about the Wheel of the Year. I'm so excited about that, really, and as you can probably tell, because he's a person that just talks to everybody. It doesn't have a religious connotation of any kind. He doesn't call it the Wheel of the Year. He talks about it from like an ancestral perspective, like I was saying about this all being a part of our heritage. So I'm really excited that I did that for this Spring Equinox module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year. It's a little bit different than what I've done before for these modules because this one is one that, like, requires that you take action, you know. It might be a little bit demanding for the couch potatoes among you, but I challenge you to accept the challenge. Like, it's not going to hurt you to go outside. And, you know, I put four little challenges in this module for each, you know, air, earth, fire, and water. And I think they're all super fun. And I think participating that way, like on a physical, active level, is going to have a whole different level of illumination than just reading something and doing, you know, like the journal prompts that we often do. And then another good chunk of this Spring Equinox model has a lot to do with planting seeds and the faith that is required to do so, which I guess I'm getting better at wrapping my mind around this concept of faith. I don't know if you remember, if you've been listening to me long enough to know that that was the word that I chose for this year. When I turned 40, I wanted to pick a word that I was going to work with. And faith, I feel like faith kind of chose me because of some weird circumstances in my life around that time. And I've had such a tough time with that word. Again, going back to my childhood, like, faith is something that I typically associate with, like, a faith in God. And when you look faith up on Google, it's amazing. Like, everything that comes up is Christian. And so the way I had to start considering it was, like, I do believe in a higher power. Don't get me wrong. I'm a bit of a pantheist. I believe we are all a part of the higher power and that the higher power is within us, the divine. The divine is within all and all is within the divine. That's my personal belief, I guess, or the way that I feel about things, the way things feel to me. Oh, my gosh, what am I saying? I just totally lost my train of thought. This is why you must have bullet points. Planting seeds and faith. So I guess I've made friends with this word faith because I felt it kind of flowing when I was talking about planting seeds and how faith is required to do so. I didn't even intend to do that. I was just writing about, like, why, you know, spring transition and just spring in general. This is seed planting time. And so, you know, symbolically, we're going to plant seeds to represent the seeds that we're actually going to plant in our life and blah, 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 blah. And I just found myself naturally gravitating toward this word faith because I was thinking about how it requires faith to literally, you know, go buy some seeds and plant them in the ground and trust, hope, believe that they're going to grow into this whole, you know, magical garden that you have in mind. That takes an act of faith because you don't know for sure if those seeds are duds or not, or, you know, if some animal is going to come by and dig them up, if we're going to have, like, a spring storm or, you know, a late in the year frost that might kill all your seeds, you know. So really planting them is an act of faith, and you have faith that something is going to come of that, maybe food that you might be living off later in the year. And I just thought that was such a cool, you know, metaphor for creating the kick-ass life of your dreams, for creating a life and a business that you love, you know, and to, you know, tie it in with the BizWitch thing. It's hard for people to put themselves out there and to start their own business and to take a leap of faith, you know. A lot of people will stay in their jobs while they start an online business, which is a very smart thing to do, I might add, you know. it takes time to build a business online, and for the first couple years, if you do not have an income stream supporting you, you could be really, really broke as a joke, and that's no fun. So if you're not independently wealthy, you might need to have a job. But it still, it takes an act of faith to invest that kind of time and possibly money in a dream that you have to start your own business and to plant those very first seeds, because you don't know if it's going to work out. There are no guarantees. And the same is true with life, you know. It's hard, especially if your heart has been broken and, you know, you've had a couple of tough relationships or you've lost a love that meant a lot to you. It's hard to then go and plant the seeds of new love and to start trusting another person and trusting that maybe a brand new, you know, spark of a relationship can bloom into another love for you. That also takes faith. And the more I think about this, the more like a million bajillion directions I can take it in. Because it's just a cool metaphor, and metaphors work like that. And that's why the Wheel of the Year is cool, and working with nature is just like the ultimate mirror for our own lives. I just get so much out of that, and I hope that you're with me on this and that you're getting something out of that too, because that's something that I really like to talk about. And then in terms of trying to keep on this biz witch theme that I have going all month, and what seed planting might actually look like, if you're starting an online business, for example, you know, actually what comes to mind, again, with the randomness, but sometimes these things just go ping in my brain, and David Wolfe just went ping in my brain. I don't know if you know David Wolfe. You might if you're into Daniel Vitalis, because those two are kind of in cahoots. They speak at a lot of the same events, and you know, they've done interviews together, and I think they're personal friends. They have a similar agenda. David Wolfe is the author of many books, including Longevity Now, Eating for Beauty. I think he has a book called Sacred Chocolate, and he talks a lot about raw food and health and nature and similar things to what Danny Vitalis talks about. But I was listening to him talk about I was listening to him talking in an interview the other day, and he was talking about how he got to be a world-class speaker, and he is. Both those guys are. They have the ability to retain so much information and speak in this really fluid, articulate manner. It's just like one aha moment after the next, and they're so confident and so on fire when they talk. David Wolfe in particular, who I'm trying to keep this about, and he was saying that where he began with that, why he's such a great speaker today, and, you know, why he gets invited to speak all around the world for huge audiences is because when he was 19 years old, he knew that that was going to be part of what he was going to do with his life. He knew he wanted to be a speaker, and he had no speaking engagements. He had nothing that was showing him that this was a possibility for him, except for just the own idea in his mind or maybe the belief in his heart. So what he did is he started reading books out loud like he was giving a speech. And I forget how long he said he did that, but I remember he said he did it every single day for a set period of time. I don't know how long the time was. Maybe he did it for 30 minutes a day. But every single day he would, like, stand up and read out loud. And in that way, he was planting seeds for, you know, the future powerful, confident speaker he would one day be. I don't even know if he knew back then, like, at what level he was going to take that, but he planted those seeds at 19 years old, and now I think he's in his early 40s. And he is a person that is definitely living the kick-ass life of his dreams. He calls it the best day ever. I don't know if you've ever seen The Best Day Ever, but that's a website he has and a theme that kind of runs through his work. So that's like one example of, you know, the kind of seed planting that you can do. You might be planting seeds to start your own business long before you start your own business. It might just be in training yourself to have a particular skill. Another way you can plant some seeds in business is to form relationships. And you can do this on and offline. I recommend doing both. Online, it's so easy to reach out to people. Even people that you think are, you know, so successful that they're out of your league, they sometimes, you know, will agree to do an interview with you. That has happened to me many times. Or they might answer a tweet or respond to a Facebook post if you or a comment that you leave on one of their Facebook posts. And, you know, you start those seeds, you start planting those seeds in small ways by retweeting a tweet, by commenting on a Facebook post, by just sending out an invitation to connect. It's a, you know, a really great way to connect with someone like that is to invite them onto an interview show if that's something that you want to do, if you have your own YouTube channel, because you are helping them out. You're like, hey, can I help give you free publicity? Of course, it depends on how much of an audience you have and how good of a speaker you are and what kind of presence you have on YouTube. But if you feel confident that you're good on camera and that you have an inner interviewer inside that's just bursting to come out, if you have a decent-sized audience, it's worth reaching out to those people because the first thing you're doing in reaching out is saying, hey, let me be of service to you. Let me promote what it is you're doing. You're not asking for them to do you a favor, although I think it's a win-win situation. You're saying, hey, do you want to promote your stuff on my show? And that plants a memorable seed, and then they get to spend time talking to you face-to-face if you're using something like Google Hangouts or Skype. And so you're forming that rapport. You're planting more seeds. You're tending maybe those seeds that you grew. Maybe they're little sprouts now. And then maybe in the future sometime you bump into each other at a conference and you take it to the next level, on the next level. I've actually formed friendships based on interviews that I've done. And two in particular that stand out in my mind are have become such dear friends of mine, and we all have similar businesses, that we have formed our own mastermind group, and we meet up. We have private conference calls that we do, like three-way conference calls, and we have a private Facebook group that we strategize in. And so I didn't know when I asked each of them if I could interview them that it was going to turn into that. I've actually interviewed both of them now multiple times, and it just sort of grew into this whole other relationship. We also, they're two of the women that I do 4 on 40 with, so it's grown into other, you know, business areas like that as well. So you never know sometimes, you know, the seeds you plant, they can be very intentional, and you might know the kind of garden that you want to grow, and they might just be wild seeds, you know, like I think animals, I don't know why poop is coming to mind, I'm so sorry, but I have to go there because that's where I'm going, you know, animals in the wild, they eat like berries and stuff like that and and plants, and then they like poop and their poop has the seeds in it, and then that like returns to the earth, and then what do you have? You have all of these amazing wildflowers that sprout up in their path. So this is so funny. So maybe you, in your adventures online and in forming relationships, maybe you are unknowingly pooping seeds that will one day grow into wildflowers. Holy cow, I can't believe I'm going there. It's too late now. This is public. It's for all time. But really, honestly, there are people who have started whole businesses unknowingly because they started making YouTube videos, going back to the YouTube thing, you know. Tiptoe Chick comes to mind. You know, she's one of the original YouTube witches, and she created such a huge following that it allowed her from there to then start her own business, which I think is called Green-Eyed Owl. And I think that's primarily what she's doing now. I don't even know if she's making YouTube videos anymore. Charming Pixie Flora, Flora Peterson, that allowed her to launch her own business, although now she says that was very intentional, so hers is not like wild flowers. Hers was not made of poop. But many people have just started, you know, talking on YouTube, found an audience, enjoyed talking to that audience, and decided to turn it into a business. I am one of those people. I've seen Instagram accounts that have really taken off, and, you know, because they have a very clear perspective and a certain style, and then, boom, all of a sudden they have all of these followers. You might just start with something as simple as that, and if you're open, if you're willing to listen to the universe, it might end up turning into a business for yourself that you really, at the beginning, had no intention of starting. I've seen that happen with Tumblr accounts. I don't know if it's ever happened with Twitter. Have we seen wild gardens growing out of tweet poop? I would like to know. Have you ever seen that happen? And really, that's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the seeds that you plant in your life. Sometimes you don't know that you're planting seeds. Sometimes you plant them with a very conscious intent. But have a little bit of faith in yourself and plant those seeds anyway and trust that the results are going to be magical and that something amazing is going to grow of it. Whether it is a business, if you want to create an online business, if you want to be a biz witch, a kick-ass biz witch, or if it's just in your own life, maybe take some time this spring to consciously plant some seeds and nurture them into little baby sprouts and then keep, you know, tending to them until they are strong and vibrant and flourishing all on their own. And if this is something that you want to explore in more depth or in like a kind of group situation, I urge you, please join us for this module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year, Spring Equinox. It's $20, and you get so much for your money. You get a really cool long PDF. It's like a little mini ebook, and then we do like a crafty witch project together. We don't all sit and do it together. There's a video that you get, and then we all share like pictures of our projects in the Facebook group and comment on it and stuff. That's one of my very favorite things about the Psycho Spiritual Wheel of the Year. I love the crafty witch projects. And then with every module, I always do a potion craft that is appropriate to that time of year because, you know me, I'm all into like the health stuff with Sad to Sexy and all that, so I couldn't resist including something in there like that. And I really like to take magical ideas, you know, like potion crafting, and turn it into something that is really practical for a modern life. So that is another thing that I have done that I include with every module, but also with the Spring Equinox module. And I guess that's it for today, guys. I'm super stoked for Spring Equinox this Thursday. I hope you are too. The first day of spring, I hope it's warming up where you live and that new life is bursting all around you and that you're having a kick-ass time. Much love to you. Peace.